Do you know that before I met you, my father didn't like any of the girls I was going out with?
Why not?
I don't know. I used to bring home all these girls, and some of them were very nice girls, but my father didn't like them. He said, why don't you find me a girl just like your mother? Then I'll be happy. So I went out. I found a girl just like my mother.
What happened?
Didn't work out. I mean, she was 58 years old. She had a bad...
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Hey, everybody, how you doing?
Hey, yo, Vinny. You got it?
What?
My English homework. Epstein said you do it.
Oh, no, Freddie, man. It went smack out of my head. Last night, I was sitting down ready to do it, right? The phone rings. It's Kiki Kornberg. I couldn't believe it. She asked me to come over because she's afraid to watch Laverne and Shirley alone.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, Vinny. Because of you, I'm going to get an F in English.
Oh, Freddie, look, if it makes you feel any better, so am I.
Well, it don't. Linguini brain.
Hey, who you calling linguini brain? Look, Freddie, I mean, you gotta be pretty stupid to think somebody like me could even
stupid.
Do your homework.
All right, hey, come on now. Watching a fight, I ain't in. It makes me nervous.
I'm stupid. Oh, sure, I don't know my ABCs.
What comes after C?
You know, my mother,
I don't
know who you know.
Hey! What are you guys fighting about?
Homework.
You guys are fighting about homework? I think I'm in the wrong school.
Look, Mr. Carter, Vinny didn't do Freddy's English homework like I told him.
Wait a minute.
Vinny didn't do Freddy's English homework like Juan told him. Did Juan do anybody's homework? Did Freddy do anybody's homework? Why would anybody do Vinny's homework? All right, good morning. Now, I know I'm going to hate myself for saying this, but will you all please take out your social studies homework? Now, yesterday we were talking about the Renaissance and their prized possessions, and I thought it would be a nice thing if you all wrote about or brought in your own prized possessions.
Mr. Carter, I would like to go first, all right?
Now I know I'm in the wrong school.
All right. My most prized possession is this, my little black book. Now, all little Renaissance kids had these little black books. Now, you're probably asking yourselves, why is there a letter after each of these girls' names?
No.
Well, I'm glad you asked. Now, this is Vinnie Barbarino rating system. Now, PG means pretty good. And R means really good.
I know I shouldn't ask, Vinny, but what does X mean?
Dolores Del Vecchio. Dolores Del Vecchio.
Okay, Freddy, you, next.
My most prized possession. I got it for you, baby. Homework. Uh-huh. Right. Oh, may I present my pet flea, Howard?
You know, Freddie, somehow I get the feeling that you didn't do your homework.
Me? Forget my homework? Did you hear that? Howard, did you hear that?
Where's Howard?
Now you made me drop him.
Oh, here he is, Freddie. Come home, Howard.
Oh, little Howard.
Oh, little soldier.
Oh, hey, Arnold, thank you, my man. Hey, give me five.
Will you guys cut that out? You down. You down. You up.
Oh, this here's my dinghy.
Very impressive wand.
Yeah, it's made out of
toothpicks. You know, the horse shacks have always been a seafaring man.
I use Elmer's food.
It was Popeye Horse Shack who discovered Coney Island.
Took me 12 weeks.
Oh, to go down to the sea.
Horse Shack, will you sit down?
Sorry's an easy thing to say.
Oh, Juan, I'm really sorry.
Juan, just take it easy, all right? Just take it. I mean, the ship ain't a total wreck, you know? I mean, you can still use one of these things to get stuff out of your team.
All right, look, Juan, Arnold said he was sorry.
Well, what do you know about homework, Freddy, huh? What do you know about homework? You didn't even do your homework. No, you just tried that Howard the Flea bit. Come on, it didn't work last semester in algebra. It ain't gonna work now. Even Carter ain't that stupid.
Well, it ain't like being responsible for somebody getting an F in English.
Oh, now, Freddy's right, Vinny. You should not have let him down. You didn't see me forgetting to do your social studies homework last week. Oh, no.
Bullshit, just keep quiet, will you?
Hello? Remember me? Teacher? Mr. Carter? Authority figure? You people have given me a headache with all this arguing. I'm going to go outside and take these aspirins. And when I come back, we're going to continue with class. There'll be no talking while I'm gone. No talking.
Hey, Horseshack, big news flash. You short. You too, Munchkin. The whole room is short.
Hi there.
I'm tall.
Hey, Freddy, I had it about up to here with the...
Hi there. Hi there, bitch.
Yeah, Freddy. You know, you are not so elegant. You are from Brooklyn, just like the rest of us.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you something else, little Mr. Horseshack. I'm sick and tired of that stupid laugh of yours.
Yeah, you sound like a 57 Pontiac without a muffler.
And what are you laughing at, Epstein? Run out of phony notes from home? Dear Mr. Carter, please excuse Juan for being a sheephead. Signed, Epstein's mother's veterinarian. Juan!
You like that slapstick, huh, Vinny?
What? Where?
That's some vocabulary, Vinny. You know what you are? You're a walking question mark.
Da-da! Da-da!
You making fun of me?
Whoa!
I got a message for you, right? In your pants with a bag of ants.
Again? Well, in your pockets with red hot rockets.
Oh, really? Well, in all your pockets with red hot rockets.
Hey,
are you talking to me?
You talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
You talking to me?
You
talking to me?
Look at me when you're not talking to me.
Up your noses with rubber hoses.
You talking to us?
Hey,
you talking to us?
He must be talking to us.
All right, that's a personal foul. Sweat hogs. 15-yard penalty. First down, Carter. All right, I understand. how when you're angry, the littlest thing can tee you off. I also understand how yelling like schlemiels satisfies this need you have to let it out. I also am a person. I have a need to let it out. There's a school! Class! No yelling! No yelling!
Hey, Mr. Cartier, you right. Should be no more yelling. And besides, I ain't even talking to these punks.
Yeah, well, I'll do better than that. None of you's my friend no more.
I second that punk's motion.
I third that punk's motion. With a cherry on the top.
That's terrific. You guys look like a delinquent Mount Rushmore. Oh, come on. Arnold, shake hands with Warren. Come on, you're friends. This has gone far enough. Come on. Will you shake? Guys, come on. Freddie, come on. Shake hands with Vinny. Start off. Come on. This is getting out of hand here. Will you shake hands? Vinny. All right. This is what you want. It's fine with me. I'll just sit here for the rest of the period. I'll read my paper, okay? We'll have this total period in complete silence.
Oh, Carter. Now that's teaching, Carter.
Honey, would you eat?
Julie, what am I going to do? Kids won't talk to each other, and I can't teach them anything.
Well, whatever you do, eat first. I tried something new with the tuna casserole. The hard things are coffee beans.
That's just wonderful, Julie. That's just wonderful. Mrs. Olson never comes over. She can have mine.
You know, sometimes I get the feeling that you wouldn't like my tuna casserole no matter what I put in it.
A lot of people, Julie, are afraid to go down to the ocean because they've seen Jaws. I am afraid to go down to the ocean because I think I will get attacked by a giant tuna casserole.
Dave, go away. Away. Far away. Go. Listen, since we're unburdening ourselves, it's no petunia patch living with you, fella. You think I like spending my entire life listening to your stupid jokes? Julie, did I ever tell you about my Uncle Abdul? Julie, did I ever tell you about my Aunt Sophie? Julie. Here.
You want to know why I tell jokes, Julie? Because I need to do something to cheer myself up after one of your meals.
Mr. Carter, I got to talk to you about that fight we's all having.
Not now. I'm right in the middle of a fight.
This one is important. Like I'm the leader of the Sweat Hogs, right? Well, how am I supposed to get anybody to follow my orders if nobody even talked to me?
Vinny, when you have a fight over something stupid, what you have to do is you have to try and remember what the people you're fighting with really mean to you. You have to be a big enough person to say you're sorry. I'm sorry, Julie.
Me too.
What are you guys apologizing for? You ain't the ones who didn't do Freddy's homework.
Come on, Vinny. Get that chair and come have some dessert with us. Come on, honey.
All right.
Mr. Cotter always thinks better with whipped cream on his mustache.
Come on, sit down, Vinny.
It's feeling nice of you.
Get some plates.
Okay.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Let's see. What we got? Oh, boy. This is my favorite. I'll enjoy this anyway. Strawberry tarts. You like strawberry tarts, Vinny?
They're all right.
Look, Julie, when you say things about my jokes, you know how that makes me feel.
I know that, honey, but when you keep making jokes about my tuna casserole...
How about Danish? You got, like, cherry Danish, nice cherry Danish.
Vinny, look, you want to have dessert, have a tart. If you don't want to have a tart, don't have anything. That's all we have, okay? It's tarts. You want to know what the biggest joke in this house is?
What?
Your tuna casserole. If you just wouldn't make tuna casserole anymore, I mean...
Gabe, you want to know what I think about your Uncle Abdul?
I don't believe you did that, Julie.
Believe it.
Want to know what I think about your family, Julie? I have something I'd like you to send back to Nebraska. Special delivery.
How about espresso? You got some nice espresso. My mother, she always gives espresso. Only the finest.
I have a favor to ask of you. A request.
I don't take requests, Carter. What do I look like, Wolfman Jack? What I am is what you get.
Just a second. This is a school-oriented request.
Is this one of your harebrained schemes, Carter?
Well, yeah, sort of. Look, what I'd like you to do is come into my class and apologize to me and let me forgive you. Really mean a lot.
But I have nothing to apologize for, Carter.
Mr. Woodman... It's not who apologizes, it's the apology that's the important thing. So you can come in and I'll apologize to you and you forgive me. How's that, okay?
Okay. That sounds pretty good.
Okay. Come right in, okay?
Okay.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Now, today...
Carter?
It's Mr. Woodman. What a surprise, Mr. Woodman. Oh, come on in, Mr. Woodman. Mr. Woodman, you know something? I've been meaning to apologize to you for 10 years now. I'm the guy that put the catnip in your thermos.
You did that, Carter?
Yes, I did, and I apologize. Do you forgive me?
I had to be rushed to an animal hospital.
I'm sorry, Mr. Woodman, but remember, forgiving is an important thing.
I was 3 hours in an animal hospital. I mean, I didn't mind that vet rubbing my stomach, but I got awful tired of playing with that stupid rubber mouse.
Mr. Woodman... I apologize. Now, you accept my apology?
Why should I accept your apology? Listen to yourself. You apologize too easily, Carter.
Mr. Woodman! Well, we were never what you would call close, anyway.
Mr. Carter, would you mind keeping it down? There's people trying to be angry here.
Look. Yesterday, I asked you people to bring in your most prized possessions, right? You guys have a possession that's more valuable than broken dinghies and forgotten homework. You've got your friendship. You're really close. And that's something you should fight to keep, not give up. Juan, you do whatever you want. But you're a sucker if you blow it.
Look, Mr. Carter, for a guy like me, it ain't that easy. I can forgive, but I can't forget. But that don't mean we ain't pals, Arnold.
Oh, Juan! You little Juan!
You little horse shot.
Okay, now what about the rest of you?
I'm really sorry for not doing your homework, all right?
And that's okay, Vinny. I probably would have been worse off if you did do it.
You know, I know this is an off-the-wall idea, but you people might consider doing your own homework.
Oh, Freddie, I'm so sorry for the things I said. I didn't mean to.
responsibility. Oh.
Over apologizing. 5-yard penalty. Sweathearts. First and 10. Cotter.
Candy. Hi, it's Gabe. Listen, I know you're playing cards, but I just have to speak to Julie for a second. Julie, hi. Gabe. Julie, did I ever tell you about my Aunt Edna? Hello? Julie.
Ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around.